today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers, dear sisters, Salamun alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special by IRIB English Radio from Iran. Be with us. The topic that which today we're going to concern about is importance of secrecy. I mean, keeping things secret in Islamic viewpoint. So be with us.
Yourself, can't you see this wonder spread in front of you? The clouds floating by, the sky so clear and blue, planets in their orbits, the moon and the sun, such perfect harmony. Let's start questioning ourselves, isn't this proof enough for us?
Today, Monday, is the 26th of Rabiul Thani, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 30th of Aban, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 21st of November, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We open Allah's book, the Holy Quran. This is chapter 17, verse 34.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولا تقربوا مال اليتيم إلا بالتي هي أحسن حتى يبلغ أشده وأوفوا بالعهد إن العهد كان مسؤولا.
And do not approach the property of an orphan except in the way that is best, until he reaches maturity, and fulfill every commitment. Indeed, the commitment is ever that about which one will be questioned.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
It is so owning to the fact that most of the social relationships and the channels of economic system as well as political issues all revolve around the access of pledges and promises. If and when there is a stumbling block found in them, the social system will instantly collapse. Therefore, we must stick to our words, keeping them whatever they might be and with whomever they might be. In the meantime, some Islamic traditions denote that one of the examples of pledges and promises which are in the question is compassion, affection, and obedience with respect to Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Every morning I wake up and see the splendor of Allah's beauty. The sky at dawn, the silent trees. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. As I set to start my day, I think of Allah and I pray. His blessings are with me always. Praise be to Him, most kind is He. Praise be to Him, most kind is He.
We're speaking about the importance of secrecy or keeping things secret in Islam. Be with us. Secrets vary. There are those for which the person who discloses them must be dealt with harshly, because disclosing them causes widespread harm, such as disclosing secrets to the enemies and enabling them to defeat the Ummah or gain victory over them. This is what is known in modern parlance as high treason. And there are secrets that are less serious, such as those in which disclosure causes harm to individuals. But in all cases, disclosure is a betrayal of the trust and breaking of the covenant. In the Sunnah, we find a warning against seeking out the secrets of others and spreading secrets that should not be spread.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his immaculate progeny. This is Ali, your host, from IRB English Radio, and we shall be with you, inshallah, in our today's show, with our topic that is secrecy and how to keep secrets. Now, let's talk about the different types of privacy, or let's say secrecy. Sometimes secrecy means that a person keeps the secrets of others, and sometimes it is necessary for a person to keep his own secrets and not reveal them to others. If someone places a person as his trustee and entrusts a secret to him, the other side should not reveal it to others. In addition, a person should also try to keep his own secrets. If we are going to keep friendship with someone today, we have to be cautious to keep the limits so that it does not cause us trouble later, as it is stated in the hadith, in narrations. Protecting the reputation of a believer is as respected and valuable as his blood. This is what the hadith says. For this reason, we must respect the dignity of others, and we must not violate the dignity that God subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed for us. So let's see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about secrecy in the Holy Quran. The Holy Quran, Almighty Allah has said in verse 26 of Surah Al-Jinn regarding secrecy that Allah Almighty is aware of secrets and aware of all events, but still no one is aware of his hidden secrets. Almighty Allah covers the secrets of his servants and therefore emphasizes secrecy.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special IRIB English Radio.
Now, why we keep so many secrets? What secrets do people keep? Come here and be with us. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. The researchers identify three dimensions that describe each secret. One of them is immorality. Number two is connectedness. And number three is insight. Now, immorality. Some secrets involve behavior that people, including the secret holder, would consider to be immoral. Examples of hidden information that are high on the immoral dimensions include harming another person or illegal acts. Other secrets have no particular moral component to them, such as ambitions, a hobby, or feelings of discontent at work. The other one is connectedness. People generally keep the details of their relationships secret. And the other one is insight. In work life, we often have to keep certain information confidential. We clearly understand why we keep these secrets. Conversely, we often have little insight into the reasons for our health problems. So these are rated low on the inside dimension. How to keep a secret. Stop the person from telling you. If you know that you are really bad about keeping secrets, tell the person not to tell you the secret. The person will appreciate your honesty and still has the option of telling you, knowing that you may tell someone else. The other one, suggest that the person tell you the secret right before they tell other people, so you do not have to keep the secret very long. And some studies have shown that keeping a secret puts undue stress on a person. If you wish to avoid added stress, just say no to secrets.
There are a few things you shouldn't share with friend. One being the secrets that occur within your own family. Family secrets are a trust which should be preserved. Being negligent in preserving this trust makes one lose her husband's trust. Therefore, beware of the secrets of your home, the topic of your chat, or a heart-to-heart talk, as you might imagine. Do not think that your friend will keep your secret which you could not keep yourself. First and foremost, keeping the secrets of your home in general, and especially your intimate relations with your husband, is required under Sharia and is part of your worship of Allah the Almighty. Psychologists stress the fact that the wife's heart-to-heart talk with her female friends and disclosing her home secrets mostly result in worry more than comfort. It is true that she may feel temporarily and immediately comfortable. But worry will dominate her when these secrets are spread and she reaps regret and loss. No man is ever pleased with having his marital life's secrets disclosed. The secrets of the home are not of the same degree of importance. There are secrets about the private relations between the spouses, which they should keep only to themselves. We previously mentioned the warning of the Prophet against revealing such secrets. There are secrets that are relevant to the differences between the spouses. Revealing such secrets should be according to their gravity. The wise wife is the one who keeps these secrets and only reveals to those who would help in solving the problem. However, she should not reveal them to her friends or relatives. Rather, she should reveal them to those she believes to be wise and able to achieve the divine advice.
I'm sure you agree with me. It's a nice topic to discuss, to know more about it. So inshallah, we'll continue on the next episode of today's special. Till then, that is tomorrow. Allah keep all of you sound and safe. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Ali Imami.
لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي